Hello. Welcome to the latest episode of Everything Medical Wellness, produced by HealthPlex Associates, a national company that specializes in medical wellness. The company has partnered with healthcare systems, foundations, and universities for over 30 years, bringing quality wellness to their communities. Everything Medical Wellness is the podcast where we engage experts like you on the latest trends and happenings in the medical fitness industry.
Welcome to another edition of HealthPlex Associates Everything Medical Wellness podcast, where we sit down and talk to some of the leading experts in the wellness industry. HealthPlex Associates specializes in helping hospitals, health systems, foundations, recreation centers, and universities meet the challenges of making wellness a clinical and financial success. And we've been doing it for over 20 years. Your host today is myself, Don Doyle, president of HealthPlex Associates, and Ryan Barr, our vice president of HealthPlex Associates. Say hello, Ryan.
Hello, Ryan. There's my usual tagline there.
Who didn't know that? So, today we are really fortunate. We have a special guest. I think he is our first repeat podcast guest.
Yes.
And it happens to be the founder and former president and CEO of HealthPlex Associates, Steve Robbins. And today's topic is, what is the Medicare Advantage and how does it play a role in medical wellness? And boy, this is near and dear to our hearts because in medical wellness, you know, we tend to really cater to the senior population for a couple reasons. One, because we know that they really respond to exercise and they respond to wellness initiatives. Another reason is they really want to support the local hospitals, especially our community-based hospitals. The seniors are really anxious to show support for the hospitals that make adventures and, you know, reach out into some wellness. And boy, it's become more and more affordable, and it's really had an impact on our industry and trying to get the seniors in, and with insurances starting to play a major role in, you know, wellness initiatives. It's going to be a great podcast today because we have an expert in that with Steve Robbins. He's done a lot of research. Ryan and I were fortunate. We had one of our annual meetings where we get all of our managers from all of our 13 managed sites together. And Steve did a presentation for us there last year on Medicare Advantage and the role it plays. And, you know, we've sort of been on the forefront of preparing for this wave of insurance compensated, you know, programming. So Steve, say hello, give us a little bit of your history, how you got into wellness and, you know, why this topic is, you know, so critical for the future of our industry.
I was originally a traditional hospital administrator who came into a position as a CEO of a hospital that had just purchased a wellness center way before they were trendy with hospitals and way before it was known how to integrate care. We had to kind of wing it at that time, and over the decades that followed, learned a lot about wellness and how that can be met with traditional care. At the same time, we've seen the growth in managed care and the impetus for keeping people healthy rather than merely responding when they were in trouble. That has combined, collided also in this Medicare arena to really bring about growth in benefits for seniors that cover wellness in the fitness centers, which makes it an important and critical market for wellness centers, both from a mission perspective as well as from a financial perspective.
So great. Well, thank you. And you know, sort of take us back and tell us, you know, what is Medicare and how does it work and what is the Medicare Advantage?
Good question, Don. A lot of people, a lot of your listeners will be familiar with Medicare and they'll think that it's always been around. And it really hasn't. Medicare was passed in 1966 after decades of fighting. Going back all the way to the Roosevelt administration, Congress had been struggling with trying to figure out how to cover seniors. And even by as late as 1966, there was no coverage. It's hard to believe that nowadays people would retire at 65 and they would have no coverage. And at the time, their only option was probably to go out and get Blue Cross because there weren't that many commercial coverages. But Medicare was covered or was passed in 1966. And at that time, there were only two parts, an A and a B. And you'll hear these terms even today. And that mirrored the way Blue Cross was. Blue Cross had Blue Cross, which covered hospital insurance, and Blue Shield, which covered physicians. The same thing was done with Medicare. Part A covers the hospital costs, and Part B covers the physician cost. What happened is that along the way, Congress realized how important this benefit was to cover seniors because they do get sick and require hospitalization at significantly higher rates than the general under 65 population. So what happened was they came along and then they then passed Part D. You can always remember what Part D is for because it's for drugs. It's for prescriptions. For that time, they weren't really covered. So you have A, B, and D, and then they passed Part C. That's the Medicare Advantage plan, and that's the part that covers wellness benefits and has an effect on our industry. Now, there's one other piece of Medicare that your listeners, if they're in wellness centers, need to understand. And that's a part that people get independently of Medicare. So let's suppose an individual starts out at 65 and they go, okay, I'm signing up for Medicare. I'm going to sign up for Part A and Part B. That's the standard stuff that you have to do. And they may or may not take Part D depending on whether they take any drugs or whether they want the insurance. But Medicare Part A and B are really bare bones coverage. If you have that coverage and that's all you have, you are really exposing yourself to major deductibles and copays. So most people will take an additional plan to add on to that. And traditionally, that had been the Medicare supplements. Those were always classified by a letter number, A through, I believe it's M. And they had different levels of coverage. And they work like an indemnity plan. So it's a standard insurance plan that says, if you go to the doctor and if you have out-of-pocket costs, we'll cover X amount of that. The same thing for a hospital or some type of procedure. And people would pay for that coverage on top of their Medicare. In the last few years, we've seen an explosive growth in the Medicare Advantage or Part C plans. And the history there is also very extensive and very important. What happened was that Congress began to realize that the government running a health plan was, let's just say, not a great idea. Okay. And so what they did was they said, we're going to try and privatize Medicare. And we're going to try and see if we can get the efficiencies from the private sector running the Medicare plan and offload these seniors onto the private sector. And hopefully they can manage utilization, they can manage the processing costs, and they can do it better than the feds. And that was the impetus for Medicare Advantage.
Well, good. Okay. So you answered my second question already there. That was a lot, Steve. Good stuff. So I read that 98% of the Medicare Advantage participants that were in plans that covered some type of fitness benefit. So what is the impact on the fitness centers specifically when it comes to that?
Right. Let's cover the why so that our listeners understand what's going on here. We just covered the fact that Medicare Advantage plans try to be very efficient. They get a certain number of dollars from the federal government every Medicare eligible recipient who signed up for the plan. Okay, so there's a couple of things that they need to do. One, they have to sign up a whole lot of people because their strength in numbers. They get, if you remember your statistics 101 class from school, they need a large enough number to get a normal curve of utilization. Second, if they can move the needle on utilization, in other words, it's the same thing that has caused the growth in HMOs and PPOs. If we can keep people healthy, if we can keep them out of the hospital, if we can keep them from needing diabetic care, or reducing the amount of that care, or reducing the amount of therapy after an orthopedic problem or a heart attack. If we can do those things, we can lower costs. And so the Medicare Advantage plans have said, hey, there's some advantage, pardon the pun, in us keeping people healthy. And they began to put fitness benefits onto the plan. Because if the person who's covered, a senior, is working out, they're exercising, we all know as wellness professionals that they're going to be sick less. And if they get sick, they're going to be able to tolerate that illness or injury much better than somebody who is sedentary. So that's why they put those benefits on there. And if you look at a typical plan, and I'll just point out a typical plan and show you the kinds of things that it covers, you might have that fitness benefit. Now, Our fitness centers that are listening in, they're probably familiar with Silver Sneakers or Silver and Fit, or United Healthcare has Optum as its benefit. So those are the big ones, but there are others out there. But that's not the only benefit for wellness that a senior gets. For example, many of them actually pay the senior a certain amount of money for actually using that fitness benefit and actually working out. United Healthcare, for example, which is the one that is promoted by AARP, the retirement organization, I think everybody's familiar with that. United has a reporting service, and what you do as a senior is if you work out 10 times a month, you self-report to that, and they pay you a certain dollar amount per month as an incentive. Other plan benefits can include things like dental, and vision care and hearing and transportation benefits, telehealth, over-the-counter drugs. In fact, full confession here, my plan actually pays me $40 every quarter that I can use to go to CVS or Walgreens or whatever to buy over-the-counter drugs. So what they're doing is they're putting these wellness benefits on to try and keep people healthy, to try and keep them happy, and keep them out of the hospital.
You sound passionate about that, Steve. Do you take advantage of that service?
That extra money is helpful. Remember that, you know, any retired senior by definition is on a fixed income. Right? Yeah. You've got your pensions, you've got your 401k, you've got your Social Security. Some people are more fortunate than others that they've got plenty to keep them happy. But the point is that the extra money is a little extra income, and it's a great thing to have. Yeah. So these plans, the Advantage plans, are really designed to attract people, to get them in, to get those numbers, and so forth. The other thing that's interesting about an Advantage plan, and the fitness centers need to understand the basics of this too, is that there's very complicated, I mean really complicated. I have to admit, I read it, and it totally, I went through the whole thing, understood it for about 5 minutes, and then lost half of it. The formulas for how they reimburse these plans are extremely complicated, very complicated. But part of that is something they call a star rating. Now, star ratings depend on a lot of factors. It's how healthy you're keeping your population, how well you're managing them, whether you have things like readmissions to the hospital, and so forth. But one of the parameters is how your members rate you. In other words, member satisfaction, no different than any customer satisfaction. And that's a big deal for these plans. And that's why they throw these goodies in and they're constantly communicating with members. I get emails from UnitedHealthcare all the time. And I'm not pushing UnitedHealthcare. I'm just saying that's the one I have and I know. And they're all really the same. But I get emails. Have you done this? Have you gotten your flu shot? Have you done that? They're constantly throwing out everything from recipes to health tips. Checking in, they do an annual nurse visit at your home just to do a screening. It's amazing how many things they throw in there to keep you happy because they want you to say, I'm giving them 5 stars out of 5,
right?
Because it affects their reimbursement. It's not that they're charitable. Trust me, insurance companies are not wired that way. But they do care about the satisfaction of their members because it's money in their pocket.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's so much that is involved with these plans that even I'm still learning about. You said something just briefly there that perked up my ears was that the transportation benefit was, and I'm seeing a lot of that in my area here where we have a lot of our seniors that are interested in the plan but just can't get here. And so that's something that I'm definitely going to look into more in my area to take advantage of. But in some of our centers, where we have a really strong demographic of seniors, we see up to a third of our membership coming from a Medicare Advantage insured reimbursement program.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that trend continuing?
Oh, I see it expanding. Let's mm-hmm. put it this way. You got a couple of issues here. First of all, we know that the growth in the over 65 population because of us baby boomers is becoming a bigger percentage of the overall population in the United States. Second of all, we see Medicare Advantage being continually pushed and marketed very heavily. All you got to do is turn on TV and cable news, especially, and especially during the soap operas when seniors are at home and watching. I mean, there's a Medicare Advantage commercial during every break of Young and Restless. And it's Aetna, and it's Humana, and it's United. All of them are pushing the Medicare Advantage benefits. And so we're going to see continued growth in that. Now, the danger for fitness centers is not understanding reimbursement and how it works. Some of your listeners have some experience with it, but they may not be thinking through exactly how to maximize that reimbursement. Mm-hmm. As we discussed earlier, there's 3 major plans. There's Optum, there's Silver Sneakers, and there's Silver and Fit. Now, I know for HealthPlex Associates, we've chosen one of those plans that has typically reimbursement that is not acceptable to us. It's just too low. It's not workable. And throwing more of our seniors into that particular plan only cuts off our nose to spite our face, if you don't mind that analogy. The others have what I would call livable reimbursement. Yeah, there's a discount. And I would urge your listeners to think about trying to negotiate. Don't just accept what they give you at first blush, but negotiate a higher reimbursement if you feel you can justify it. But the second piece is, again, it's a game of numbers. And it's important to make sure that you maximize the number of people who come in each month out of that group any way you can, because you don't get reimbursed unless they use it. It is a use it or lose it benefit. I know that where we have large numbers of seniors, and a large percentage of our membership who are in Medicare Advantage plans, one particularly in California, we actually have an individual whose assignment it is to get out there, reach out to those people each month, and get them in. And I can tell you that if you have the numbers, or if you can achieve the numbers, it cost justifies that position. And incenting somebody to do that is just a fantastic idea. We've right. just seen numbers at HealthPlex Associates that our competitors just don't have because they don't focus on this group. But if you don't focus on it, you're not going to be a player in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point, Steve. And I and piggyback on what you're saying, because I think, you know, our sponsoring hospitals like that senior programming, and they want us to support, you know, the community type wellness. So we, you know, for our listeners, finding ways to be creative to drive that traffic in is going to be, you know, really, really important for the success of their program. And that could be a whole nother podcast about creative ways to get people in. But like you said, Steve, assigning somebody of that responsibility, it's a boy, it's an FTE or half an FTE that's easily justified because of the you know, numbers that we get and the reimbursement model that we get. So that's, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's really, really important, because a lot of us, you know, just look at financials and look at your budget, you think that it's, you know, limiting what we can do as far as some revenue programming, but we made the decision to embrace it and make the most of it and really try to be creative to drive the traffic and support our community wellness that way. So,
yeah, the mix of mission and margin is the old story of do good and do it well.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, has been a hallmark for HealthPlex Associates in this industry. I think that's what separates, sorry to brag on you guys, but I think that's what separates HealthPlex Associates from the rest of the field.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a win-win for everybody involved when you get them in there. You know, the more participation, the more everybody benefits. So it's a no-brainer. Yeah. All right. So now the big question for our listeners here, Steve. So do you think we will see insurance companies supplement memberships for other demographics to keep their insured healthier? And how do you see that affecting our industry?
That's a really fascinating question. We're starting to see some of that in other groups. Typically, if it's a large corporate client that has a lot of employees, they can see the benefit of a fitness benefit as part of their healthcare package, A, because it makes their employees happy, and B, because it keeps them healthy, especially in cases where they're self-insured. But I can tell you, going back 30 years from today, I saw that kind of thing experimented on with commercial insurers, again, for the under, I've been referring to people or plans that are for people under 65. Mm-hmm. As far back as the early 90s in Philadelphia, there was at that time a company called US Health, and they put in a fitness benefit because they thought it was a great idea. And then Blue Cross in Philadelphia, Independence Blue Cross, followed up and copied the same thing. And both plans tried that for a while in their general insurance products in Philadelphia, and then they both got rid of it. And I had the opportunity to speak with a vice president at Independence Blue Cross many years ago. Again, this was in the mid-90s, when they did away with that benefit. And I asked her, I said, why would you do that? Doesn't it make sense to keep people healthy and lower your costs for your claims? And he admitted to me that the benefit did have an effect. And we've seen studies like that. I know Mayo's done some. And I will tell you that several years ago, HealthPlex Associates did a study on that. We found significant benefits from having a fitness benefit. But she told me something that was an eye-opener for someone who's not an insurance professional. She said to me, Steve, we know that it works, but the problem is you have to understand how the life of an average contract here for the insurance company. She said, it's only an average of 13 or 14 months. She said, it turns out that if we get somebody into fitness, it takes a certain number of months for them to get fit and begin to turn their health status around. And about that time, they leave us and go with another plan. And so we put all this money into making them healthier and we get no return for it. And I had a reaction like, oh my gosh, you know, I was, part of me was offended from a, the standpoint of my social, you know, by right. wanting to save the world and keep people well. But the business side of me said, that makes sense. I get it. So whether or not that continues to happen, I would hate to predict. I would tend to believe that we're going to see more of it just because we're seeing more and more managed care in the under 65 groups. And when you get to managed care, it makes a difference. But it will not grow explosively like the Medicare side of it with the Advantage plans.
Right.
Thank you. Really interesting perspective on that because, you know, what we see in Ryan's place in Singing River has been, you know, a great testimony to it with population health efforts with some of our hospital clients. You know, most of not all are self-insured. So them seeing the benefit of a healthier, you know, workforce really financially benefited them. So we see that in some aspect. But that's an interesting perspective, Steve, knowing, you know, the lifespan of somebody being insured with a certain company is not great. That that seems a little bit crazy to us in the wellness industry, but on the business side, you're right. It makes sense. So hey, I want to thank you, Steve. That was really interesting to hear. And I think you tackled it in a way that you educated us on what Medicare is and the Medicare Advantage, a little history on that. And, you know, the big benefit I saw for our listeners was, you know, the impact on our industry and how this is here. We might as well embrace it and, you know, manage it and, you know, find ways to be creative and make it work for us at Medical Wellness. So thank you so much for that. And it's always nice having somebody that's been such a veteran in our industry and probably without making Steve any more confident, but talking about, you know, being a pioneer in the industry. He was medical wellness before there was medical wellness. So he sort of had created path for all of us that we do it. So really appreciate your perspective, Steve. And thank you for joining us today.
Thanks. And hopefully Medicare will still be around for you guys in a couple of years.
We'll see.
I hope that's the case. So again, thank you for our listeners today. And if you find value in this, we have a library of podcasts that we have done that you can find on our website, www.plexassociates.com. And we have a little chat box on there. We're always interested in ideas that you would find interesting for a podcast or guest. So again, we really value what we do with medical wellness, and we feel that we do a wonderful job of creating what Steve referred to, a mission and margin for medical wellness and, you know, hospitals, universities, healthcare systems, foundations. We try to be a supportive partner with their efforts for wellness. So thank you, Ryan, for co-hosting, and thank you, Steve, for being such a valued guest today.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to our latest episode of Everything Medical Wellness. Whether you're a fitness center manager, personal trainer, or healthcare executive, you're sure to gain actionable advice when you listen to this podcast. To learn more about medical fitness and future episodes, be sure to follow HealthPlex Associates on Facebook and LinkedIn. If you are interested in being featured on a future episode, reach out to us. We would love to hear from you.